Justin Fluke with you, joined by Coach Joe Gruber. We're talking Sabetha girls basketball. The Lady Blue Jays are 3-12 on the season, two of those wins in the Big 7 League. And last week, Coach, we were talking about, you know, having to face number one teams in the state back-to-back in Silver Lake and Riverside. And this week didn't turn out to be a whole lot easier. You ran into a really hot-shooting Royal Valley team on Friday night and then fall to Nemaha Central last night at home. So a couple tough games. What do you kind of feel, I guess, about those two games and how your team played?
Yeah, I'm just glad our girls controlled what they were able to control and didn't worry about things they couldn't control. Royal Valley came out and they had a great game plan. They played with a lot of confidence, hit a lot of shots early, and then we settled in a little bit, and they took control of the game. I was proud of our girls playing for all four quarters. And then last night we come out and play a real good first quarter against NC. They crank up the pressure a little bit. We struggled a little bit, and the game kind of got out of hand. But we competed for all four quarters, and that's what I love about this group is they don't get too down on themselves, and they play for all four, and I've never got to question their effort or attitude.
But I'm sure you're seeing a lot of growth as well. I mean, a lot of these girls haven't really played, as we've talked about, you know, a whole lot of varsity or been in a starting role. So I'm sure you're hoping, especially with just five games left, all against, you know, what would look like, you know, winnable competitive matchups, that maybe some of that growth and playing the tough schedule that you have, especially lately, will start to pay some dividends with these girls, you know, being a little more battle-tested and ready to show bigger strides here down the stretch.
Yeah, absolutely. All year I've talked about regular season is all about improving, getting into situations that are going to make us better. And I feel like we have been, even though results haven't shown it as much as what people would look on to see. But our girls are getting better. They're getting more confident. And I just want them to be playing their best basketball by the time this upstate comes around. And we have a good stretch of games to get prepared for that. Pretty much all teams that we're going to see in our substate. So familiar opponents that we could see later on in the postseason. So I just want to see us compete, play to the best of our abilities, and let everything else take care of itself.
Yeah, five games left, and I don't think any of the teams that you'll play have a winning record at this point. So most of them are rematches, except Perry-Lecompton. You got your makeup game with them on Thursday, so you'll play Thursday, Friday, and then Perry-Lecompton at home again next Tuesday. But, yeah, it's kind of an interesting little twist. I guess you got a couple days here to actually just one day, really today, to get ready for a Perry team that you're going to see twice in the next week now.
Yeah, we're prepared. To play back-to-back games, we did that in the Burlington tournament, so that's experience that we can call on. But, yeah, today just getting our feet underneath us, going over a few things to go forward the rest of the week, and then kind of just we are who we are at this point. We have the plays, the sets, the defenses, and then just playing off of that and playing with confidence.
You bet, Matt, are just executing and hopefully playing, as you mentioned, you know, some of the best basketball here heading into the postseason. Best of luck in your upcoming games, Coach. As always, appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Coach Joe Gruber of the Sabetha Girls. Blue Jay Boys Basketball Talk is next with Coach Josh Wartenberger.